How's it going, guys? Thank you for your patience. We thought we'd pretend to be superstars and leave everyone waiting for a little bit longer. But thank you for coming to the official Canadian launch of When Big Bears Invade. I am Alexander Thimbo, and I am the author. And this is...
I'm Nico Rudolph, and I'm the illustrator.
I come from Canmore, Alberta, and Nico comes from...
Winnipeg. Nice.
I like to call it the Winnipeg.
You guys
Winnipeg.
Jealous?
Jealous of Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Anyone jealous of Winnipeg here?
That doesn't really surprise me.
It's a beautiful cultural city, and I will
not
get to it anymore. All Canadian cities are great, as you know, right? Anyone got a favorite Canadian city?
Calgary.
Calgary? Really? we laugh, but Calgary is a city that brought us to Canada, like my family. And we've been in Vancouver for 2 weeks meeting with film producers, and it rained every day. Oh. And my wife said there is no way we're going to live here because I will kill myself within a month through the rain. So we went to Calgary because I had some friends that I used to work with when I was a freelance director, and it was sunny every day. And everyone we spoke to smiled and said, "How can we help? This is awesome." And that was the friendliest place I've been in the world. And I've been to at least 12 places in the world. Some of them are really nice. Although I didn't understand what they were saying, but they were really nice and smiley as they told me to get out. So yeah, Calgary's great. Any other favorites? No one's talking about Toronto. We're in Toronto. Yeah, Toronto's great, isn't it? Isn't it a really great place to be? Yeah. Nico described it to me as the place with the sexiest people in Canada.
Yeah.
And here they are!
Wow. I feel like everybody that's too sexy to live in other cities just gets deported to Toronto. They're like, sorry, you're too sexy to live here, you have to go to Toronto. Or Montreal.
Is that why we're waiting? What do you think? Are we sexy enough for Toronto?
I think we're visiting. So like we're
temporary sexy?
Yeah. People? Yeah, we're temporarily sexy Torontonians.
Excellent. All right. Okay. I'll take my temporary visa into the night.
I hope. Oh, God.
Okay, so the plan with this evening is we're going to read this book and show you the wonderful artwork in it. We will answer in-depth, intriguing, or easy questions that anyone might have for us. And then we're happy to sign or sketch or just be idiots with stuff for your amusement. But given the size of the crowd, we can change things up a little bit. So if anyone has any good ideas, please throw them in. Pole dancing, we're not very good at. Improv comedy, maybe.
The bear might be good at it.
Photos of the bear, fantastic. That bear gets around. She's fierce.
I think I've seen the bear. I think I've seen her on a pole. I think she could work a pole.
Okay, maybe we'll get her drunk and throw her on the pole. That would be different.
People so would see those photos online and be like, wow, I missed out.
What, pole dancing grizzly bear?
Yeah.
The pilot.
Yeah.
There's two poles there, Nico.
Yeah.
You on one, bear on the other?
Me?
No.
No, you?
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got thighs of steel.
Because, like, I've been waiting for a chap to work a pole.
I'm not going to go there with what I was going to say.
I'm still on my first beer, so we'll see. We'll see where the night takes us.
Can you tell where I'm from my accent?
England.
Camel. I'm originally from England. I emigrated to Canada 8 years ago. And I was fresh off the plane, falling in love with Canada, and everything Canadian, like proper immigrant should. And 2 years ago, I became a citizen. And that was a really exciting moment. And one of the thank you. This is great. So like Canadians cheer and they get very excited about these things. And when we had the ceremony, like people I hardly knew turned up. And they were cheering and they were wiping tears away. And I was like, wow, this really means something to Canadians. In England, my experience of people becoming English citizens was that like most English people are booing and saying, go back to where you came from and all this kind of stuff. It's nasty. And Canada is just such a welcoming, nice place to be. But within 24 hours of becoming a Canadian citizen, I had this like regret in my heart for Canada. You know? I felt Canada really missed out culturally compared to some of the other countries that claim to be like more important in the world, like America and Britain and Japan and France. Because whenever aliens come to Earth or monsters rise from the depths of the ocean, they always decide to destroy New York, Washington, Tokyo, Paris, and London. Why don't they ever come to Toronto, Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, or Vancouver? What is wrong with Canadian cities that means they're always overlooked for Armageddon? Like, it's like they have a committee meeting somewhere and they're like, okay, so we're going to invade the Earth, destroy it, so we'll get huge monsters going. Okay, where should we go? Yeah, New York. That's a classy place. Let's take it down. Well, what about Toronto? No. Toronto's the kind of place where if you're making a movie about destroying New York, you make the movie there, but you don't actually destroy Toronto, right? We'll actually destroy New York. Okay, all right. So in Canada, everyone just carries on, like, thinking, why? Why do we feel so left out? Why can't we have someone stomping on our houses, firing lasers at our buildings? And I wanted to do something as a new Canadian to set things right. You know, like, I'm known mainly for publishing in Canada historical fiction to try and get more people interested in Canadian history, because there's a lot of cool Canadian history that a lot of Canadians take for granted and the Americans think is fiction. This one day may be Canadian history. You never know. If we play our cards right, we carry on destroying the forests, pissing off the bears, they may grow really huge and just stomp our cities. So this is my love letter to Canada. I think all Canadians can take pride now that we are a nation recognized around the world as one worthy of being destroyed by giant monsters. And if you're sitting comfortably, I'd like to share this book with you tonight with my able partner in crime, who will provide sound effects
with my mouth.
And if you'll indulge us, there may be a few moments where we'll need some crowd participation.
Yeah.
Because some of these cities have more than four or five people living in them. So if Nico asks for help, please do your best to sound like millions of people screaming out at once, or thousands of tons of steel and stone crashing to the ground. Shall we begin? Oh, is everyone sitting comfortably? I didn't ask. Does anyone need to get a drink or anything? Like, do we need to get more rounds in? Anyone need a shot? All right, then I will begin. Children, children, gather round. Stop the game, shush the sound. I'll tell you a tale of greed. Power sought, avarice decreed. A time when Canadians were hasty at destroying our world like crazy. A time when the benevolent bears made sure humanity remembers it cares. Okay, so there weren't really any sound effects on that page.
This page always stumps me. I don't know what to do in terms of sound effects for this page.
So you haven't had kids yet. Right?
No.
So that's probably where you're going wrong.
Right.
But you do. There is a puppy on this page.
Is it just weird that you're reading this out and that I'm making barking noises? To me, that seems like people are going to be like, what is he doing?
All right, so let's just do the first couple of lines again.
Okay.
And then just...
Wait a minute. This could be a little bit of audience participation, because you guys could pretend to be... Well, I will pretend to be a kid. You guys can pretend to be other kids, and we tell us to shush up.
And we need a puppy. Who's going to do the puppy? Who does a good... Okay,
awesome.
Puppy? Excellent,
awesome.
Thank you.
Okay.
So kids having fun, playing around, like...
When do I say it?
Basically, you just start barking. Like, if you're anything like our dog, then you just keep barking the whole time until I take you out to run around for like 20 minutes.
For the whole time.
We'll just do the first page.
Sorry.
Just rehearsal. Okay. All right. So keep barking until we just go. Just stop. Stop it now. Okay. And if everyone imagine that you're back to being like 4 or 5 years old, when life was carefree.
Bears had destroyed everything.
Yeah, we didn't have to worry about credit card payments, mortgages, parking. Okay.
Okay.
You ready? Okay. Background noise.
I don't know what kids sound. I don't have kids. I assume that's what they sound like. You're like.
Have you met a human child?
So imagine you're playing a game, but your voice is slightly more high pitched. That's not talking. It's like. That sounds like me when I get out of the shower. Dressed now. Okay, alright. Maybe we should move on.
Okay.
Alright, so But I didn't hear the barking. Oh, it's beautiful.
Nice.
Like, you can do that whenever you want.
That's
so good. Okay, so just for a recap, Granny's trying to get kissed to be quiet, okay? She's telling everyone that there was a time when Canadians were doing their best to fuck the country up. They were destroying everything. We were being very naughty Canadians. And apparently there's some bears that come along to remind us that we care about our country. Okay, do you know what first we saw? A hole in the ground shaped like a paw. We thought it a prank, a joke, or a gag. To birth a meme, get tongues to wag. Don't do tongue-wagging noise. Little did we realize that something terrible would materialize.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you can do one of those. Crack a drum roll thing?
Okay. Cool.
Alright, so you can't see this page really detailed, but we hid loads of stuff from like TV shows and movies and Canadian cultural stuff in this page to pay homage to the kind of stories that influenced us when we were younger. That's a pro tip. Okay, cool. Whoa, what's happening on that page? I will tell you. Called together to form a whole, Canada's fairs had just one goal. To tell us that the time had come, humanity's hubris had reached the sun. Excuse my pronunciation there. Hubris. Everyone know what that word means? Yeah? Excellent. This is the first room we've been in where everyone knows what it means. Most people are like, nope. Never heard that word before. And then I explain it. But you guys know what it means, so I won't need to explain. But we need lots of grizzly bear noises and black bear noises for this page. So can we hear some growls from the audience, please?
I still haven't mastered my bear.
Right, this is like 2 o'clock in the morning bear growling. This is like, yeah, okay, let's hear it.
Come on.
She's setting me up for failure.
I mean, are you hearing mine?
I'm sorry, I'm
we believe in you. We believe in you so much.
I have no bear sounds. I'm sorry. I don't know where else.
I mean, like, mine are literally grrr.
Yeah, I was going to say grrr.
There's a bear flossing and gargling at the same time. We quite often have bears sleeping in our backyard, and it's kind of freaky, especially when you hear them gargling and flossing.
So what do they sound like? Are they like, grrr?
No, they're more like terrifying, like rattling the windows, like roaring, and that's just them stretching in the morning when they wake up and like, holy fuck, there's a bear in the backyard again. And then the puppy's just sitting there quietly. And usually our puppy will go mental if a squirrel goes past or a fly or anything like that. But if there's a bear in the backyard, she's just very quiet. She's like, oh look, I've never noticed how beautiful that wall is over there in your bedroom. Like, and the bear's over there and she's just looking over there. It's weird. She's 9 months old, but she knows that looking at grizzly bears is probably a dangerous thing to do when they're 10 feet away in your backyard. But that does segue into an interesting fact about the book that you're probably not aware of, that if you look inside the front and back covers, you'll see that this beautiful bear fur colour here. True fact, but this is actually grizzly bear fur. It's true. Yeah, so when these grizzly bears are in our backyard and they wear themselves out flossing and gargling at the same time, I sneak into the yard and then I comb the fur from their backs for them and I collect it and send it to Friesens, which is a printer in Manitoba, and they turn it into paper. So then we can have real bear fur in our books.
Sounds like it's a beautiful fact.
It's not fake news. It's true
or
news.
Fake news.
No, you're not allowed to ask any more questions because you're fake news. Okay? Dude.
The first time you sent a bag full of bear fur to Friesens, to the book printers, did you let them know ahead of time or
like, yeah, we had to negotiate like a printing rate for that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's never been done in Canada before. This book is more Canadian than any book ever published. Like, I'm not lying, but I even asked that we had 100% made in Canada put on the back cover.
There's a maple leaf in the logo, so.
Yeah. Like that's there is no mean. One involved in this book who is not 100% Canadian. Quickly goes through the name of it. So yeah, 100% Canadian. And I'm more Canadian than you are because I chose to be a Canadian. You were just accidentally born here.
Oh, boy.
So you're 99.9% Canadian, I'm 100% Canadian.
That kind of makes sense.
Did you take a test to be a
No, I didn't.
Oh, fuck you. I had to study. I had to go back to bloody school to stay here. It's
yeah,
true.
Anybody else take a test
to be in Canada? No. Oh, yeah, look. See, there's another 100% Canadian. He chose to be here. Because we love this place so much. All of it. Poutine, maple syrup.
Bears.
Bears especially. Yeah. I'm only joking. You're 100% Canadian and I love you. Can you tell that we share a hotel room? My wife thinks we're having a bromance. She might be right. Okay, moving on with the story. Usually this book takes 6 minutes from start to finish. I have a feeling this could take an hour and a half. Okay, so, anyone need another drink? No? Good. All right, so, let's bring the devastation, the Bearmageddon. Toronto was first in line. Okay, so we have to stop again. Pronouncing that bloody word. All right, as a person who came from England, I came here and I was like, oh, going to go to Toronto. And everyone's just like shaking their head at me. There's no place called Toronto in this country. How the do you say the name of the city then? Okay. How would you say it?
Toronto.
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 How would you say it?
Toronto.
Toronto?
Toronto.
Toronto. Toronto. So it's all Toronto.
Toronto.
Like, anyone got a different pronunciation? No? So basically. Say?
T-O.
T-O? T-O, the big T-O. Yeah, because that's the only city which counts in the whole country, isn't it? Right. Yeah, so I have to talk out the side of my mouth more than I do normally, basically, and then not pronounce any of the hard consonants. Okay. Alright, let's give it a go. It was first in line. A giant grizzly took her time to use the tower as a broom and sweep the condos down. Boom!
Thank you.
I agree. He is top marks.
Then the bears. Bears. I'm better at explosions than I'm at bear noises.
But we didn't have any screams on that page. You could have got some help.
No.
Screaming. These people actually are here in Toronto. They are really victims.
You could be
victims
in the water.
That could be us.
That could be you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can we do some screams? All right. That is good. You guys are much better at screaming than they are at being five-year-old kids. This is awesome. Oh, can anyone do a good helicopter? A chopper, or whatever. That sounds like Vietnam. News chopper. This is Channel 1 News. Oh, there's a big giant bear. Traffic's going to be backed up on one of the roads in Toronto. Okay, let's go back to Alberta, because it's the most important province in the world.
I forgot the helicopter.
If you're from Alberta.
Okay.
Do it. Okay, when I said do it, I meant turn the page.
Oh, I thought you meant do my helicopter impression. Can I do both?
Yeah.
That's my helicopter.
I'm a very giving author. You can do both. Oil sands were on their list. Did you really think they'd been there? From the Arctic, the bear stomped down, supplying glaciers without a frown. Okay, so for this one, we really need the noise of a huge, massive glacier smacking down on the oil sands. Anyone know what that sounds like?
Oh, come on, no one's heard a giant glacier smacking down oil sands before.
All right, so just imagine we're in Hollywood and we're trying to figure out the Foley for this one. Yeah?
I have a question.
Yes.
I can't tell from here if it's glare or not. Are those polar bears coming?
Those
here?
Are polar bears.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well spotted. It's good. All right, he's paying attention. At least
appreciate
something.
The diversity.
Yeah.
We're all about inclusion.
All right, so we destroyed the oil sands. Go, oil sands. Destroyed. I'm not allowed back in my birth after doing that page. Okay, let's get things a bit more mellow. Guys, okay. So from the west, tsunami came. Spirit bear wrote to fame. On a stick they ripped. Completely soaked! I mean soaked! As for a period of a sec, totally soaked! Really, somebody should have been doing some Californian style like guitar music. Not going to Beach Boys kind of thing. Anyone good at doing guitar? So when you buy this book, take it home, you admire the beautiful sketch that Nico does and my scrawl of a signature. Turn to this page and see if you can spot how many celebrities or people from Vancouver are hidden in there. Nico did a brilliant job of, even at the last minute when I say, yeah, what about this person? Can you put them in there? And then the phone will go silent for 5 minutes. I'm like, for fuck's sake. Just finished it. And I'm like, all right. And squeeze another one in there. There are some good Easter eggs hidden in there. All right, shall we go back to Alberta, the best province in Canada?
Yeah.
If you live in Alberta. All right, in Edmonton, they arrived with haste as a mighty hockey game took place. Their shiny arena became a puck, plowed through the city so out of luck. Whoosh. Yeah, what is the Hockey Night in Canada thing?
Oh, yeah.
I've never watched it. I like that theme tune. I don't know if it's got anything to do with what we're talking about, but I like it. Alright, let's stay in Alberta, because remember, it's the best province in the world. If you like that. Alright, let's get things a bit more reverential. Sacred Buffalo Guardian called awake by a Banff Bear Shaman out to take all the tourists from their land.
Wow!
All kicked off just as planned.
Wow! Oh, no!
This is as close to my hometown as you can get in the book. So when you look at this, see if you can spot me walking with a puppy in there. Well, actually running away with fear in my eyes. Giant destruction. Has anyone been to Banff?
Yeah.
Hey, excellent. So you know this mountain probably better as Tunnel Mountain. And the original name was Sacred Buffalo Guardian Mountain. And it's just been renamed back to its original indigenous name, which is great. And if you drive past Banff and you look to the left, you will see what looks like a sleeping buffalo there in the shape, like a mountain. And I always wanted to do a movie, because I started off with movies, of that mountain coming awake and just like being really grumpy with everyone around it, stomping on everyone and just taking off and destroying people. Probably a little bit too expensive to do, so this book is my cathartic release from making that vision come true. All right, let's go to your hometown, Winnipeg. Winnipeg became the scene of the greatest match there's ever been. This frozen city is their sheet, with popsicle people beneath their feet.
Broom.
The polar bears think they've won, this hammer shot may spoil their fun. Black bears scream, hurry home, sweet bird! And slip their stone right past the guard. Who loves curling here? Yeah, we've got a couple of curlers in the room. I've heard it a couple of times, it was fun. Bloody difficult though. And slipping over on the ice, cracking your skull, leaving a trail of blood is irritating. All right, back to the kids. So you got your, remember those kids' voices you were really good at doing earlier?
Wow.
The grand, they cried out all at once. This can't be true, we know it can't. Toronto was there last week, we thought, and high tea in Banff is so highly sought. But children, are you sure? She said. Trust your grandmother, not what you've read. The internet is full of lies. Sit down, relax. Hear how a city flies. All right, back to the best province in the world. In Calgary, she came at dawn, ready to sleep, content to dream. Seeing that city on her bed, it made her mad, her eyes turned red. Grabbing the ground with all her might, she flipped that city way out of sight.
That was a cow. There was cows in Alberta.
It was the perfect coda to that page. That was beautiful. I'm almost crying like pure emotion of that cow there. Thank you, Nico. That's what you bring
it's
to
my
the
tribute to Alberta's beef industry.
We thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Carry on eating our beef. Okay. Let's play with the resource industry again, shall we? Alright. Bear cubs love to go out and play with mountain pipelines every day. Jump rope is a super fun game. No oil will pass this way again. Okay, definitely sure I'm not allowed back in Alberta to do that. Okay, anyone hungry? We'll be in a minute. Let's go to Montreal where I can do my really bad Quebecois accent.
Oui, oui.
But it's much better than my attempt to say this in French. So, in Montreal, a foodie win as two bears drop their French poutine. Fresh, good, gravy. Now we know a really delicious way to go. Dabanak.
Sacré bleu.
Oui. Okay, now we've insulted everybody. All right, a bit more reverential for our capital, please. Our city's truly stomped to dust to save the bear's vehement disgust. Ottawa was saved till last. The politicians were swallowed fast. Plucked like ants from their nest. Even the PM she did ingest. Swallowing my
mouth. That's not nice.
Two dinners got stuck in my mouth. I tell you now, with no hint of mirth. The Rocky Mountains were ripped from the earth. Thrown down to the south, a wall of rock gave the Americans quite a shock. Made our border great once more, and stifled our neighbors' call for war. Dude, that's not fake news. It really happened. Okay? It was on whichever news network still covers that stuff. Okay. Alright, and the surprise ending. Do it. That is how our story ends. Please share this tale with your friends. Lest they forget the lesson learned, and Canada once more is burned. The end. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to our silly story.
Thank you for bringing it up with us.
And our participation was also fantastic.
Nice.
Well, the screaming was brilliant. Can we have a reprise on the screaming? Just once more? All right, Toronto's being destroyed. Big Ben. Beautiful. It's like we're almost in Toronto as a giant bear was going to destroy it. Yeah. So we've got 15 minutes, so if anyone has any interesting questions, we'll be happy to answer them. If you haven't got interesting questions, then please come up, have a look at the books. Nico is doing fantastic sketches, and I can do Kung Fu Bears.
Question?
Yes, gentleman at the back who recognized polar bears.
I couldn't help but notice that the province of Saskatchewan was overlooked, and I'm wondering if that was an intentional political statement on behalf of the officer.
Yes. No.
Everything in this book is an intentional political statement. No, that there was Saskatoon and Regina, both were in the original book, along with, I think, I had 72 cities and landmarks in them originally, but when we had to scale it right back to 14, they got shunted to the second book, and it's basically because when we were trying to figure it out, Nika said, fuck Saskatchewan, they suck so bad, take it out now. And I was like, all right.
I'm not trying this.
Basically, and I was like, I'm a very timid new Canadian, so I wasn't going to stand up to him. It was scary. But yeah, but Regina and Saskatoon will...
And the Maritimes.
Going down.
And notice the Maritimes did not make it in this book either.
Yeah, the Maritimes, they're coming.
And the Territories.
And the Territories, yeah.
Yeah.
White Horse and the same time. Yeah, basically book two is, it's an argument between two of the characters in the first book, because one of them doesn't believe that the other person told the story right. So some of the same cities get destroyed in different ways as they set the record straight, but then we also tackle the places we couldn't cover in the first book. There may be a giant lobster, a giant beaver, an elemental bear in there as well, and some other food references, like maple syrup. Finally, a bear with maple syrup as a superpower, giant bear. And I know Canada's been crying out for that for decades, and they're doing it. Yes?
If he chose to use Alberta three times, he used Banff, Edmonton, and Calgary, that means essentially that Alberta is the best.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is there anybody here who has a credible argument for why Alberta isn't the best province? I'd like to hear it now, and I will stand corrected.
Can you ask your
Nope, nobody? Brilliant. Well, there you go. Everyone in this room agrees that the best province. But I think it depends where you live in that province, where your bias might be. I live in Canberra, so I'm pretty happy. Yeah, 5% GST. No other provincial taxes. NDP government, that's pretty cool.
7% sales tax?
7% sales tax? No, 5.
See, there's even better.
GST, that's it, that's all we've got. That's where everyone comes to Alberta, it's a great time. Buys books, beer, beef, takes the land, takes the cows home. With them back to Ontario. Just can't get beef here, can you? Can you get beef?
No, I don't think you get beef anywhere.
I mean, I've got some beef.
Oh, I don't know.
Anybody got any more interesting questions for us? This is too easy. No more questions. Well, then I would say come up, have a look.
Get a closer look at the book.
Nico has also got some of his other work here. This is how I discovered Nico. He was doing this range for When Bears Invade, which is the truer story of how in the, like, 1952?
Late 1940s. Post-war.
So Canada has got complacent. The Nazis have been defeated. The world is a calmer place. So they relax. But they're carrying deforestation and moving into the forest and all that kind of business. So the bears get really grumpy, and they take all that decommissioned military hardware and all the army bases and the planes, and then they form a revolution, a bear revolution. And Nico was talking about the stuff, and I was like, you should do a book. So now he's doing a book with us. And then when I wanted to do giant bears destroying Canada, I kind of figured that maybe if we tie the two together, and the giant bears would be the myth of his reality that would make sense. So we created a kind of a bear reverse, or what, uni...
Bear reverse?
Ursaverse? I don't know, we're trying to work bear puns into everything. But we barely started. Yes.
Sorry, I have two questions. One, how dare you? And the second one,
who do you think you're? What gives you the right?
Yeah, you have these other characters, Fallon, Phantom,
We can go there. We can go there if you want to go there.
Can we go there?
There's no kids in the room.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're all apart.
Did you bring him with you?
Yeah,
well,
oh, look, there he is!
Oh, God!
Oh, there he is. There he is. Everybody turns your attention to the back of the room. I'm very...
Do you want to talk about your parody character? Your phallic parody character?
It's not even... I don't even know what it's a parody of.
Everything.
What's his name?
His name? This is so weird.
Why?
Because I'm here to talk about bears, and other people want to talk about ghost eggs.
Sorry. Like, you always count there being one dick at every event.
What's that?
Don't worry, it's a joke.
Ghost Dick is another character of mine, which is for a decidedly more adult audience than the bears. And there's really not much to it. It just started as like a really, really stupid joke between me and some friends. And do you have one of the ghost dicks?
So he's doing a really bad job of selling this here, but
yeah.
Nico does movie posters and other iconic images, but it has a ghost dick in there, which is a phantom dick, basically. So you should have a look at them, Close Encounters of the Ghost Dick kind.
So yeah, I mean, to answer, what's ghost, like, that's ghost dick.
It's very simple, really. There yeah. It is. It's a ghost who's a dick.
Yeah, and he just shows up at the worst possible times. Like right now, in the middle of a boat launch. And just kind of ruins it for everybody. So it's kind of like Casper the Friendly Ghost, but shaped like a dick. And
you can get
and
soaked.
The consequences are much, much worse than they are in Casper cartoons. So I'm working on turning that into a comic now. And so, yeah, very disastrous results for when he shows up and causes like car accidents and explosions, and he's just completely oblivious to everything.
Did you sneak a ghost stick into bears?
No, I didn't. I didn't actually.
You should have done. When we do the second, like when
I was worried I was going to do it, and you're going to be like, okay, no, this book is going in chapters of Indigo. You can't have ghost stick in there. So out of respect. For the first time we worked together, I was like, I won't do
it. Is this your first fight?
Maybe.
Our first fight?
I'm done.
But when we do the reprint, and we do Trudeau shirtless, and the other little changes are going to do, you can maybe sneak one in there.
Okay.
You just have to remember that grade 4 and 5 kids love it.
Yeah.
So let's try and do it in a way that doesn't bring up the question.
Mommy, why is there a dick in this place?
Because then we might get into a little bit of trouble. But then all publicity is good publicity, right?
I don't know yet.
Remind me when we're in prison. But I said that. Okay. Please come up. Have a look. Nico is a very talented artist. He's going to be a superstar very soon. I feel very privileged to have the opportunity to collaborate with him. Yeah, we'll help later. But and if you have any more questions on a more personal nature, please ask Nico.
Yeah.
We'll set him up in a booth, maybe. But not about me, not questions about me. Don't answer those ones. Just because we share a hotel room doesn't give you carte blanche to talk about that stuff, all right? Got that?
I think so.
Good. But thank you very much for coming. Appreciate it.